From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week. I'm gonna wait till the
midnight hour. I was in Detroit, and I was living on Chicago Boulevard in Dexter. And I had a little bit apartment with a little bed pulled down, and had a little kitchenette, they call it. And I wrote Wait Till the Midnight Hour. And it's a big song. I mean, it's incredible how big that song is today.
It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to rebuild a New Orleans, the one that should be a chocolate New Orleans. And I don't care what people are saying, uptown or wherever they are. This city will be chocolate at the end of the day.
He used the wrong dairy product to describe us. We're more Neapolitan, not chocolate. We're more vanilla, strawberry.
What we do know about this pervasive wiretapping virtually compels the conclusion that the President of the United States has been breaking the law repeatedly and insistently.
Knowing what I know and having been involved from the very beginning, I would want to be absolutely certain that the man who was making the key decisions to safeguard the nation would do exactly what George Bush did. And frankly, I hear Al Gore make those kinds of comments. I'm just reminded of how fortunate we are that he didn't get elected in 2000.
There's some type of fire at the Aracoma mine in Logan County, West Virginia.
Our little state's been through a lot of tragedy in a very short period of time. But if you know West Virginia families, we're strong. And with the grace of God, we're going to get through this.